Okay, we start on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah, Kol Chayis Mei Bracha Shev Migdash, that whenever they said a bracha in the Beis Migdash, so in the Beis Migdash region, they used to say Baruch Hashem L'Olam, and then in the Beis Migdash Sheni, they added, they said Baruch Hashem L'Olam and Olam Vara Olam. Why did they have to have all those words in the bracha? Answers the Gemara, L'fish Ein, Oinen, Amen, Amen, Migdash. Because they don't say Amen in the Migdash. Ask the Gemara, Menayin Shein Oinen Amen in the Migdash. Where do we know that from? Shenemar, a Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Kumu Baruch Hashem Elokeichem, come bless Hashem, Min Oilam Vat Oilam. For Oimer, the Pasuk continues, that was the Bracha. And what was the response? V'yivarech Shein Kvaidecha, Umroimam Akal Bracha Sila. So they didn't just say Amen, they said a whole response of Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Eloyim Void. Ask the Gemara, Yochel Kol HaBrachos Kulan Tehelem Telachas. Perhaps, even though we said Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Eloyim Void, but maybe Baruch Shem Kvay Machus Eloyim Void was only said once at the end of the recitation of all the brachas. And it says the Gemara, Tamalam Bracha Kol Bracha Sila, on every Bracha Sila. Explains the Gemara, Kol Bracha Bracha, on each and every individual Bracha, Tehilo Tehila, you have to give him a separate Tehila. So the question is, and why Taka don't they say Amen? Why do they say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloyim Avod, a different Nusach? So I saw two answers. One is because, as we know, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did not say the regular they did not say the Shem Hashem as we do, just pronouncing it with Adnus. They said the Shem HaMefayrish. So when you hear the Shem HaMefayrish, the whole name of Hashem, it's, you don't just say Amen, you say Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Eloyim Avod. Another answer is a very simple answer. If you say a longer bracha, you need a longer response. When we say a short bracha, Amen is adequate. And in the Beis Mikdash, since they had such a long nusach, because they added Baruch Hashem L'Olam, Baruch Hashem L'Olam, or L'Olam Vara Olam, so you have to give a longer answer. We learned at the end of the Mishnah that Hiskinu Shei Adam Shah B'Shalem Chaveroi, that Boaz instituted that when somebody greets his friend, he uses the word Shalom, even though Shalom is one of Hashem's name. Now when the Mishnah said that then, the Mishnah quoted a whole series of psukim. And the Gemara now is going to try to analyze the need for each one of those psukim. Maiva Omer. The first pasuk is a pasuk that the Gemara quotes that the Malach told Gidoin, told him, V'yoyim Elo Yivarechecha Hashem. Asked the Gemara, why is that pasuk required? We already had a pasuk that Boaz greeted everybody with a shame name. Answers the Gemara, V'chitei Meboyez Medati Denav Shekamar. What Boaz did on his own. But not that was the halacha. Toshma, so we bring a raya from the Malach, where the Malach said, Hashem Imcha Gibor Achayel. Asked the Gemara, V'chitei Memalachu Dekamalei Legidon. The Malach got a specific job from Hashem to do that. But who says that that should be something that a regular person does? So we go back to Boaz, that Boaz did it. Tashma, that's why we bring the pasuk, Al Tovis Kizikna Imcha, don't embarrass our forefathers, and we could follow their footsteps. So I saw a very posh the Shaila, the Mefarsh Mask. The Gemara, the Mishnah is telling us that we have to bring a proof that we should do something that our forefathers did. Al Tovis Kizikna Imcha. So it's a very difficult concept. Everything we do, especially in this Masechta, we learned about all the Hilchos Tefillah, where do we learn from? Chana. The Gemara never asked, and how do you know you should follow Chana? Because that's what we do. We always follow our forefathers. All of a sudden here, the Gemara is starting to ask questions, why should we follow Boaz? Maybe we shouldn't follow Boaz. So the answer is very simple. Chana did not do anything keneged halacha. She didn't do anything against what the halacha says. She taught us, she acted in tefillah in a certain way, and we use her as a paradigm how to act in tefillah. What Boaz did was against the halacha, because he used the Shem Hashem, not in a tefillah or a learning setting. That's why, even if we know that we're supposed to follow our forefathers, but maybe not when it's keneged the halacha, that's why we have to go out of our way to prove that we follow our forefathers, even when it's seemingly keneged the halacha. Vaimer, and the Mishnah continues, quoting the Pasuk, Eis Lassus L'Hashem, Haferet Teresecha. Amar Rava. So Rava explained, Hai Kro, this pasuk of Eis Las L'Shem Aferet Teresecha, Mreish L'Seifa Midrash, could be explained from the beginning to the end, and M'Seifa L'Reish Midrash, could go either way, with the same explanation. Mreish L'Seifa Midrash, Eis Las L'Shem, there's times that you have to do, even though it seems that you're going Kenegad Alacha, my time M'Shem Aferet Teresecha. You see the Torah being hurt, so you have to take matters into your hand. And Maseifa L'Reisha Midrash, it could be explained. Sometimes we go seemingly against what it says in the Torah. Ma'itama, Mishum Eislas L'Hashem, it's a time to do for Hashem.
Why was there a need to institute this, to say Shalom?
Because, so we explained when we learned the Mishnah, two reasons. One reason is he wanted to have people mention Hashem's name. It was a time where people were stopping to realize Hashem's presence. So he wanted to bring Hashem's presence into our lives. Another reason is he wanted to be married with Shalom Vareis between Klal Yisrael. And the best way to do that is using Hashem's name. Tanya Hila Azakar Amen. Omer. B'shas HaMachnisim. If you see that everybody is collecting, Pazer, you should distribute. What does that mean? If you see that there aren't enough people teaching Torah, so you should take matters into the end and start teaching. B'shas mafazrim, if there are enough people teaching Torah, there are enough people distributing kanes, then you should collect, then you don't have to do it because there are other people. V'mri'isa darsha Torah chaviva alof, if you see a time where the Torah is particularly beloved, pazer, then that's the time to take advantage. If you see people want to learn, take advantage of the moment. Shenemar, so the Mashal explains the Gemara like this. What's the Gemara adding that he didn't say before? He already said you should teach Torah. So he says like this, sometimes you'll have a person that could teach Torah, but I'll think to himself, in the time that I'm teaching, I could be learning myself, and I'll gain. So says the Pasuk, Yesh Mefazer, there's a person that distributes the noise of oil. Teaching Torah only enhances the teacher. However, V'mrisa dash ein HaTorah Chaviv Alof, if you see a time when people aren't, unfortunately, interested in learning Torah, Kaneis, then you should hold back. Shenemar, Eis Lasus L'Hashem Eferet Teresecha. Even though there's a mitzvah to teach Torah, not in the wrong time. Darsh Bakaparo. Zaleis Kabeitz. If you see something is cheap, Kabeitz, and it's not, people aren't interested in it, Kaneimenei, you should buy it. In other words, even if something is not worthwhile now, it will go up in value. What does that mean? If there's a time in Torah where people aren't valuing Torah, you learn, because it will come back. Basar de Leskvar, in a place where there is no man, when there isn't anybody to teach Torah, Taman Havagavar, then you should be a person, and you should come up to the plate and teach Torah. And the Mefarshim ask, isn't this what we learn in Pirkei Avos? Is the Mokim Shein Ish, Hishtadl Liyosish. So what is Hillel teaching us that is different from Pirkei Avos? So Mefarshim explained there are two separate concepts. The concept in Pirkei Avos of a Mokum Shein Ish, Hishtadl Liyosish, is regarding mitzvahs. If there's nobody up to doing the mitzvah, you take the bull by the horn and do the mitzvah. Here we're talking about teaching Torah. It's two separate concepts. Amabash, Mamino, Basad Iskavar. But let's say there is somebody to teach Torah, Taman Loitev Gavar, then you shouldn't. Ask the Mar Peshitta. Of course, if there's a Rav in a city, it's his job. You shouldn't usurp his authority. And says the Gemara, Leinitzchel b'shneim shavim. Even if the other person is equivalent to you, but if he could do the job, don't push yourself in. Darash Bakapara. Ezu parash ketan shekal gufei Torah teluyim ba. Where is one pasuk in the Torah that everything we do evolves around that pasuk? And everything you do, you should know Hashem. He will show you the right way. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that sometimes, and it works imperfectly with the Gemara we're learning today, sometimes you have to do things that seem to be connected to Torah. What's the example? Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Eliyahu brought a bonus when it was prohibited to bring carbon on the bamba, but he did it because that's what the time required. The Rambam explains a filat varavera that sometimes a person has to use midos that seem to be an avera. He has to use them also l'shem shemayim. Sometimes a person should be stingy. When should he be stingy? When he wants to spend money on the wrong things. Sometimes a person should get angry when he gets angry at the avera. Tarish bakapara. Lo'olam yilmad adam es benoi a person should always teach his son umnes nikia of a kala. Nikia means clean. It means it's really a job that there isn't a lot of opportunity for theft. The kala should be easy. He shouldn't have to work hard to make a living. He should have time to learn. Mahi, what is an example of that? Rav Chisda Machta told me, I said, they used to have embroidery on the suits. So doing the embroidery was a well-paying job, but it wasn't very time-consuming. Tanya Rabbi Omer, La'olam al yirba adam reim tach basically. A person should be careful not have too many people in his home. Friends. Shenema ish reim, a person who brings a lot of guests, lis roya'ah, could cause damage. Tanya Rabbi Omer, al yirna adam at trepa trops basically. A person should be careful not to have an administrator running his house. Shemala lamina Potiphar's Yosef apotropos betoif beisai. If not for the story where Potiphar appointed Yosef, lebala yisadaver, that terrible story between Yosef and Potiphar's wife would have never happened, and only because Yosef was the great tzaddik he was, he withstood the test. Tanya Rabbi Omer, laman nismecha pashas nozel pashas saita. Pashas nozel, the parsha in the Torah where a person accepts himself not to drink wine. And not to be metamel lemeisim. And Pasha Saita is the pasha where a husband accuses his wife of adultery. Loimelach, shekol haroi saita b'kakula. If somebody sees a saita in her situation, yaz atzmim minayayin. Because too much oilam hazah, too much gashmias, could bring a person to the wrong place. Amachiski b'reidu aparnach, am Rabbi Yochanan. Lom and Nismach of Pasha Saita, Pasha Trimus of Maestris. We find it the Pasha of Saita is near the Pasha of our obligation to give Matnas Kuhuna. Loimelach, Kosh Yesh like Trimus of Maestris. If somebody has Trimus of Maestris in his possession, Vayna Noisin Lekoin, he doesn't give to the coin as he's supposed to, Soif Nitzrich Lekoin Alidei Ishtai. He'll have to come out to a coin by bringing her to the coin with the Pasha Saita. Vishnem of Ish as Kedoshiv, Lo Yiyu. If somebody, Lo Yiyu, keeps his own kachim instead of giving it to the Kayan, the Samach Lein, what's the next Pasha? Ish Ish, ki sister Ishtai, his wife becomes a Saita. Viksiv, the Havius Ish as Ishtai to the Kayan. So the Tzlach brings down a beautiful word. Rashi says in Pasha's Truma, the Yichuli Truma, so Rashi says, Li, Lishmi. For my name. So everybody tries to understand what's my name. Rashi is saying, V'yichuli, bring truma l'shmi for my name. Because if you won't bring truma, what's going to end up? You're going to have a parasha saita. And what's going to be with the parasha saita? You're going to have to erase my name. So it's li l'shmi, you're protecting Hashem's name by giving truma. V'layayit, elishit soif shenitzrach lehem. If you don't give tztaka chas v'shalom, you'll have to come on to tztaka. Shenemar, Vish as kedoshev lo yia, he will have to take kachim himself. Aram mechem yitzchak v'm nosnon. But if somebody does give chumas and meisers as he's supposed to, soif masaser, he will be wealthy. Shenemar esh ashiyita lekayin lo yia. What's lo yia? Those words are seemingly extra. Lo yim mamon harbe. The Torah tells us he will have a lot of money. Aram rafuna barbrachi mishum revelazak far. Kol amishatev shem shemayim b'tzaroi. Whoever brings Hashem in his tzar, what does that mean? What it means is a person realizes that nothing happens in this world by coincidence. But even if something bad happens to him, it's because Hashem has a reasoning for it to happen. That realization, a person that comes to realization, he has double his panosa. Shenema v'hoya shakei b'tzarecha. If you will bring Hashem into your tzaris, the kes of toif eslach, a lot of money will fly towards you. His wages, his panosa, will fly to him easily like a bird flies. Money will fly to you. If somebody weakens himself from learning, he is not a person that can withstand difficult times. If you weaken yourself, if there will be bad times, you'll be caught like in a trap. Amar Rav Ami Bamas, Amar Rav Shmuel. Vafila mitzvah achas. Even if you weaken yourself in one mitzvah, shnei mitzvah pesa mikol makom. Any weakening in any mitzvah could cause this kind of problem. Amar Rav Safra, Rav Avuah Mishtoi. Rav Avuah used to tell us, k'shiyaret Chanina ben Achi Rav Yeshua l'goyla. When Chanina, Rav Yeshua's nephew, went down to the goyla, hay ma'abish shonim k'veyi chadoshim chutz laretz. We know that in the times of the Gemara, the Jewish calendar wasn't fixed. It depended on the new moon. And it was the job of the Bezdin to identify when Rosh Chodesh was. So Rav Chanina was doing this in Chutz Lartz. Shagur Achrav Shnei Tamid Chacham. So they sent after him two Tamid Chacham. Who were they? Rav Yossi ben Kippur, Uben Benoy Shal Zachari ben Kvutal. That they should tell him to desist. Kim Shiroi Yosam, when he saw him coming, Amlam Lama Basu. Why did you come here? Amlai Limlo Tayer Banu. So we want to learn Torah from you. What was their strategy? The strategy was that they should first ingratiate themselves with him, and then he would have a difficult time arguing with them. Hichras Aleim, and Itaka announced to them, and Noshim Halalu, these people, Gedolei Adarim, they are the greatest people in the generation. Vaveseyam and their forefathers, Shimsu Vabes HaMikdash, worked in Vabes HaMikdash, Kosh Shaninu, as we learned in Mishnah Masechta Yuma. The halacha was that all the Avodah on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to do. And the Kohen Gadol, we made sure, kept up, was stayed up all night, because if he had Keri during that night, he could not do the Avodah the next day. Kosh Shaninu, now sometimes the Mishnah says, you had a Kohen Gadol who was a Talmud Chacham. So he sat up and learned. But what happens if you have a Kohen Gadol who wasn't a Talmud Chacham? So they used to have people who would learn with him. So it says there, Mishnah Masechta Yuma, Zechariah ben Kvutal, Omer Habit Paramim, many times, Kurosi Lefonim B'Sefer Daniel. I learned with the Kohen Gadol, Sefer Daniel was interesting, it kept him up. And this person is his grandson. Hischu Metamei V'Metahei Metarim. Whatever Rav Chanina said was Tamei, they said was Tar. Who I saw, whatever he said was us V'Hei Metirim. Hichuzalem, he wanted to announce about them. Anoshim Alolu Shal Shavim. They're no good. Shatayahim, they're nothing. Amla Kfar Benisa, you already said we're great. V'yata Yochalista, you can't break it. Kfar Gedarta, you already built the gate. V'yata Yochalifrits, you can't break the gate. Amlahem. And I saw interesting La'aloch L'maisa. A Shaila that they based, a Shaila. There was somebody who wanted to open up a business. And he knew it would be difficult to open the business, so it was Reuven went to Shimon, and he told Shimon, I know you have the connections and the ability to build this business. If you're able to set it up for me, I'll give you 20% equity in the business. And Shimon said, fine. Shimon was a very capable guy, and what Reuven thought would take Shimon a lot of time and a lot of effort, Shimon did very quickly. So Reuven told Shimon, you know what, I only want to give you 10%. So the shaila is, could he change the terms of the deal? So the Emes says, this is a shaila in Imre Yosher. The Imre Yosher has such a shaila. There was a person who was a shatchan, and he was working in a shidduch between two families, and he had told him his fee for the shatchanis. Then they came over to him and they told him, your fee is too high, and unless you back down from your fee, we're not going to go ahead with the shidduch. So the Imre Yosher says, if he agrees, he agrees. If he doesn't agree and the shidduch goes through, they have to pay the original amount. Why? Bekvah benisa. Once you made a deal, you have to yachal aris. You can't go back. Continues the Gemara. Amlam name ma ani matam v'at matarim. Why do you always argue? I say something's tameh and you say it's tar. Ani I say something's prohibitive at the matarim and you say it's permitted. Amlam neishat ma b'shanim kavei chadash b'chutz laretz. Because you are making new years and months in chutz laretz. Amlam v'lo yikiva ben yosef hoy ma b'shanim v'kavei chadash b'chutz laretz. Didn't Rabbi Kiva do the same? Amlam hanach Rabbi Kiva. Don't bring me proof from Akiva. He was one of a kind. There was nobody in Eretz Yisrael of his stature. When I left Eretz Yisrael, there was nobody in my stature in Eretz Yisrael. So they told him, the young Tamid Echam that you left, they grew up and they are of stature. Bali Karnayim, they now have horns, they've matured and are quality people. V'heim shagranu etzlecha, they sent us to you. V'kach amrlan, and they told us like this. L'chuv imrloi, b'shmeini, go tell us our name. Im shmei, if he listens, mutov. Mimlav, yivinudi, we'll put him into chayim, we'll communicate him. V'am lachinish v'goyla, don't only tell him, tell all of the people in Golos. Im shayim, if they listen, mutov. Mimlav, if they refuse to listen, so yal lahar, let them just go up to a mountain. Achya Yivna Mizbeach, let Achya build a Mizbeach, Chanana Yinag Bekina, let Chananis play on the Kinar, V'yichapru Kulam, and they could say that they don't believe in God, V'yam Elam Chelab El Kei Yisrael. Miyad, such harsh words, go call Am Bechia, everybody began to cry, V'yam Chas V'sholem, Chas V'sholem, Yesh Lanu Chelab El Kei Yisrael. We do have a Chelab El Kei Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kach Lama, okay, he made a mistake. He wasn't supposed to do this in Chutz Laretz. But to say such harsh words, why? He was trying to belittle the chshivas of Torah from Eretz Yisrael which is very important, and that's why they took such a strong stand. And that's what the Mefarshim say, interesting pshat. In Eretz Yisrael, to be ma'abishonim, as long as you're a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to do it. But in Chutz Laretz, you have to have one of two qualifications. It either has to be something like Rabbi Kiva, that there was nobody of his stature left, or it has to be by committee. There has to be all the gedolim of Chutz Laretz. Where do we see that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chadoshim. But what do you tell him? Dabal Aaron Achicha, you have to talk to your brother. Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu enough? The answer is, because since they were going to do it in Mitzrayim, which was Chutz Laretz, and Chutz Laretz, if there's somebody else who's a gadol, you can't do it by yourself. Bishlama asked the Gemara, Hu Matar V'Hei Matamin. He said something is tar, and they had a right to say it's tar, tameh, because they were going to Chumrah. Al Hu Matameh, if he said something is tameh, how could they be matar? Hecha avde, but Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Chacham Shetimeh, once a Chacham said something is tameh, Ein Chavei Rishoy L'tar, another person can't be lenient. Osir, if Chacham said something is osir, Ein Chavei Rishoy L'hater, so how could they do this? Answers the Gemara, Enechanami, normally, once a psak is given l'chumra, another Talmud Chacham in the same shaila cannot say l'kula. Here they had a special reason. They wanted to break down his stature that people shouldn't follow him. Tan Rabban, we learned earlier in the Masechta that after Yerushalayim was destroyed, Yavna was the seat where Torah learning took place. Shenichnas Rabbi Sena l'kar b'Yavna. Ha'yisham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Glili. Everybody came to give honor to the people who hosted the Talmidei Chachamim. What happened was there were a lot of yeshiva students in Yavna, and they didn't have a dormitory. They didn't have a dining room. People stayed in people's homes. So they wanted the people of Yavna to appreciate Torah, and they should be eager to host the yeshiva students. Pastor Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Medar Mekom Mokoyim. So Rabbi Yehuda, who was always the first speaker, was the one that spoke the Chavar Torah. Why was Rabbi Yehuda the first speaker? So Rashi quotes the Gemara Masechta Shabbos that says that once Rabbi Yehuda spoke well of the Romans, so the Romans decreed that he should always be the first speaker. There's another famous word, it's right after Pesach, in the say that we say, first we say all the makas, and then Rabbi Yehuda says, are you noticing by Simonim? The Tzach Adash Bachab. So all the Mefarshim ask, what's Rabbi Yehuda adding? It's the first letter of every one of the makas. So there's a lot of pshatim. But the simple pshat is that he took a long sentence and made it into a short sentence. Somebody who always says a short speech is the Rosh Medarim Mekom Mokim. He's the person we asked to speak first. V'darish, and he spoke. Moshe yikach his oil. Moshe Rabbeinu took his tent. V'not loy mechutz l'machna. And he planted it outside of the machna. Ask the Gemara. V'loy dvarim kal v'choyma. Omar Arn Hashem. The Arn Hashem shloyu meruchak el shneim osamil. Was only 12 mil away, which is about 24,000 amma. Whoever wanted to learn got up and went to the Oil Moyed. Talmid Chachamim. If you have a person who's a Talmid Chacham, Shalchem Eiliyim Medina Medina, they move away from their families and their homes. Lilma Torah, in order to learn Torah, Allah is kam v'kama, how much we have to give them respect. Continues the Gemara. V'diba Hashem Amoshe, ponim aponim. So since we mentioned this Pasha, the Gemara talks about it a little. Amar Yitzchak, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Moshe, Ani V'ata Naz B'Panav Halacha. We'll learn together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to learn with Moshe. Ikad Amri, a different version, Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Shem Shani Yizbati L'Chaponim. Just like I was nice to you, that I learned Torah with you, Kach Ata has bare panim L'Yisrael. You should be nice to Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Aveira of the Eagle, moved his tent outside of the Machna. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I want you to be amongst Klal Yisrael. V'shav ala machna. Come back with your tent to where everybody else is. Om Rav Avua. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Achshiv Yoimru, because if your tent won't be amongst Klal Yisrael, what will Klal Yisrael will say? Harabakas, the Rebbe's angry, that means Hashem. V'tambakas, the Talmud is angry, that means Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael matem layim. And what will be with us? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, if you will bring back the oil to its place, mutav. Mimlav, Yeshuva Nun, Talmid Chamishar Tachtecha. Yeshuva Nun, who's your Talmud, will replace you. Vanidik Siv, Veshav Elamach, Moshe Rabbeinu returned his tent. Amar of Rava said, Av became a Yotze Dava Levatala. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Yeshua would only succeed Moshe if Moshe refused to listen, still, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yeshua a bracha, that bracha remained. Shnemar, O Mishar, so Yeshua ben Nun, Na lo Yomish B'toy Chayel, he remained there forever. Void Pasuk of Yehuda B'chvayt, Tarev Adarish. Haskeis Shema Yisrael. Pay attention. Hayoyim Azen Niyes L'am. Ask the Gemara, was that the day that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael? That day was 40 years later after they received the Torah. This was at the end of when they were in the Midbar. To teach us, Torah should be great to us every single day, like the day we received it. Teda. Shachav's Arvis, a person is supposed to learn Krishna. That's how we began in the Sechta every day, every morning and every evening. The Erev Echor Enikari, one night he misses. Doima Kamish like Kara Krishna Oilam. We look at him as if he never said Krishna. So I saw beautiful Pshat. So he missed one night. Because the Chshivas of a mitzvah is the Ritzifus, that somebody does it constantly. If he doesn't do it constantly, then he's missing in the Chshivas. And that's what we say in the Kedusha and Shabbos. Erev Avoyker, B'chol Yom, Tomid. The question is, why do you have to say Tomid? Always. We said Erev Avoyker B'chol Yom every day. Because we're saying, besides that we do it Erev Avoyker B'chol Yom, that we say Shema every day, it also has to be Tomid. It has to be constant. And if it's not constant, then we're missing the Chshivas.
You're talking about
Shogig or Mazit. Obviously, it's Mazit. Haskes, Asu Kitois, make groups. And that's how you should learn Torah. How do we see that from the word haskes? So there's two pshat. One pshat is the letter hey could be transplanted with the word letter ayin, and the letter samach could be transplanted with the letter sin. So has becomes as kas, make groups. The Gra says very simple. Haskes means to be quiet. When you have a group learning, so the Rebbe is teaching and the rest of the group is quiet. So haskes, make a group, and everybody else should be quiet. Lefish ein Torah nikras ela b'chabura. Torah can be really gotten when you learn with a group. Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Dar Rabbi Yosef b'Chanina, Ma'idik siv, Cherev ala badim, destruction should come to badim v'ne'elu. What does that mean? Cherev al sunem shal tamid chachamim, destruction should come to tamid chachamim, just in a euphemism. She yosh from bad b'bad, that sit by themselves, v'oisken b'Torah, they don't learn Torah with a group. V'loyoid, somebody who does this should be tapshim, becomes foolish. That we acted foolishly. It's a sin. The sarit sign acted foolishly. So I saw a very nice pshat. What's the language of bad be bad? It should say bad bad. And why did it become foolish? So what's the Gemara mean? So the Sefer Ma'ayna Baruch explains like this. When you learn yourself, there's an advantage and a disadvantage. The advantage is, when you learn yourself, you have nobody to talk to, so you can't get distracted, you'll sit and learn. What's the disadvantage? You don't get the right pshat, because if you make a mistake, there's nobody to correct you. When you learn with a group, there's an advantage, that if you make a mistake, they right away correct you. But a disadvantage, that you make, you may end up schmoozing instead of learning. What happens if you're sitting in a group, in a shul, and you're learning each person independently, so you only have disadvantages. You can end up schmoozing, but you don't get the advantage of you getting corrected. So Gemara says, "Cherev asnem sheYisrael, ba'ad ba'bad." They're sitting together in one group, but they're each learning separately. What happens? The metapshim, they become foolish. Why do they become foolish? Because they don't have a group to correct each other, and also chaitim, they do sins because they speak tvarim b'talim instead of learning. But the Gemara is saying here the importance of learning Torah with a group. So I saw from Ramosha that a yeshiva student once asked him, he was going home, Bein Azmanim, he was going home, and he asked him to give him some advice how to act when he goes home. So Ramosha told him, you're going to come to shul. And in any shul, between Mincha Marav, there's a shir, they're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they're learning Ein Yaakov. And you're going to say, I'm a yeshiva student. I can learn Gemara, I can learn Ktzais. I'm not going to learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So Moshe says, when there's a group of people learning Torah, you sit with the group and learn. Continues the Gemara. Ibai same, Davar Acher, Haskes Shema Yisrael, Kit Tu Atz Mechem Al Divrei Taira. You should pain yourself for Taira. You should work hard. Kramer Shlokish, Damer Shlokish. Menayin Shein Divrei Taira Meskayim El Mish Meimus Atzmala. How do you know Divrei Taira is only somebody who's ready to give up his life for it? Shnei Mezoyis Taira Adam Kiyemus Poil. Davar Acher, Haskes Shema Yisrael, Has. Be quiet. That means learn a lot. Acquire a lot of knowledge, then you could go deeper in it. First, a person should learn a lot of Torah, and then he could try to understand it. The juice of milk is butter, the juice of the nose is blood. Who do we find the butter of Torah? The Misha make a chal of shonik b'shtei imay alel. Somebody's ready to vomit out any oilam hazard that he has. He's giving up everything for Torah. Omit af yotidam. Call Talmud Shekoyso of Rabbi Pam Rishoyin of Ishoysik. His Rebbe gets angry because he asks questions. His Rebbe says it's a foolish question. But he takes it. Zoycha lafkin bein dam tomei ladam Torah. He will be the Talmud Chacham that could pass in Shaila about tomei diga blood and Torah diga blood. Omits a paim yoytzi rif. That's a paim is a double oshin. Called Talmud Shekoyzel of Rabbi Pam Rishoyin of Shnia. He once and again he takes it. V'shoyzek zoychel afkam edina mamnis ladina nefashos. He will be the person that can answer dina mamnis, which is the hardest part of halacha. Why? Because to be able to properly pass in dina mamnis, you have to have a lot of patience. This person who has the patience and the perseverance to ask and ask again, he is the person that could be the proper judge. That Nari Bishmalai my rights, she is chaskeim. Somebody wants to be a true Talmud Chacham, yasek b'dinim mamnis. She'ein lecha miktsoi b'tayra, there is no part of Torah. Yois men, she'ein kamay nevei like they're flowing spring. Om Rishmol b'nechmeini, ma'adik siv, im nevalt b'snasei, v'mezoi se yad l'peh, kol am nenabal atzman d'ver Torah, whoever is ready to make himself disgusting for Torah, to work hard, soifel esnasei, he will grow. But if he's quiet, he doesn't ask his Rebbe questions, he just takes it, yad lepeh, his hand will be on his mouth. When somebody will ask him a shayla, he won't know the answer. Pasuk Nechemya b'chvar yasayim v'darish. Madik tziv, yoyim ha'yashmo al-keini. Shaul said to Keini, who were the descendants of Yisroi, l'chu suru redu mitaycha meleki, distance yourself from the melekim, pen asifcha imoy. Maybe when I attack them, you shouldn't get hurt. Vata sisa chesim kol b'nei Yisrael. And you did chesu kol Yisrael. Ask, says the Gemara, v'loi dvarim kal v'choyma. My Yisrael, their grandfather, shlakir v'es Moshe l'chvar atzmai. Why was Yisrael nice to Moshe Rabbeinu? Because he wanted him for a son-in-law. Look what happened. Ha'ma'arach tam chochem toich beisoy. If somebody takes a tam chochem to his home, u'machiyu mashkeu, and he gives him to eat and drink, u'mahaneim and achosov, and he gives him from his property, alachs kam v'kama, how much schar will have. Don't despise the Edomim who are the descendants of Esav, because they are brothers. Don't despise the Mitzrim, because you lived in his land. Why were the Mitzrim nice to us? For their own benefit. As Paro immediately told Yosef, if you know that there's somebody who could be in my army, you should make him in charge of my animals. So their goal, Paro's goal was very parochial goal. If somebody takes Tam Chochem and has no independent hanor, just does it for Kavra Torah, Machila Mashkeu, my name in Chosov, Alach Kam Vakama, how much star will have. Pasuk of Elazar ben Yosef Yosef Glili, Bechvar Yosan Vidarish. Vivarch Hashem is Oivet Edom. What happened was the Pelishtim captured the Oren, and they put it into the home of Oivet Edom, Bava Aron Olakim, because of the Oren that was in his home. Says the Gemara, Veloid Varam Kavachoyma, Oma Oren, Shalai Ocho Vashasa. The Oren doesn't eat and drink. All he did was kibitz rivitz lefanov. He kept the area clean. So the Farshim say, what about the fact that he kept the Aron in his house? So the Farshim say, keeping the Aron in the house, he had no choice. The government said that he has to keep it in his house. But he could have just left it in the corner, in the attic, in the basement. But he treated it with respect. He kept the area honorable. And for that, he got tremendous schar, as we'll learn in a moment. Hamarach tam chokhm tach beisoy, umachilu mashkeyu manayim in the chosov, alachs kam v'kam. Says the Gemara, "My bracha shebarchu." What was the bracha that Oyved Edom got? On Yehuda Bas Vidi, so Chamois v'Ches Kalasel. His wife Chamois and his eight daughter-in-laws. She all do shish v'keres echad. They had six tuplets. Shenemar, the pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Pa'alti Hashmini, that the person with eight children, the Ksiv ki baruch al kim kol elu b'nei Edom, heim u'b'neim v'cheim. Ish chayah b'koyach lavoid shishim v'shnayim loyver Edom. Over Edom's family was 62. How do we get to 62? He had eight daughter-in-laws. Each daughter-in-law had six children. It's 48. Then his wife had also is 54. And then you have the eight children that he had from before is 62. Amr of Avin Halevi kol adoichik z'shah. If somebody presses the time, in other words, everything has the right time. And if you see it's not the right time, back off. Shodach kasai. If he does it, he'll be passed out at the right time. Because nitcha b'mneisha, somebody is ready to move away and wait for the right time, shod nitcha b'tanav, the right thing will happen eventually. Where do we see this? From Rabbi Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef was a person who was a Sinai, that means he had great bekiyas. He knew a lot. Rav Oikam Harim. Rav was a lamdin. There was a need for a new Rosh Hashiva. So they sent a question to Yisrael. Sinai v'ekaharim. If you have two people, one is a bigger Baki and one is a bigger Lamdan. Ezem Koidim. Who should we appoint? Sinai Koidim. You should send a person who has more knowledge. Why? You need a person with a lot of wheat. Today it's the right time. Let's say you have a person that has good quality wheat, but he doesn't have a lot. So how much bread and how many rolls could you bake with it? But if you have a person that has a lot of wheat, it may not be the quality, but he has what you need. Says the Gemara, so Rav Yosef should have been appointed. I became like Kibbalah Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef did not take the position. Dom Lekaldoi, the stargazers had told him, Malchus Tatnishnin, you will only be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. So he knew if he takes the job after 2 years, he's out. He'll die. So he didn't want to take it. So the Farshim ask, how could he listen to the astrologers? So they say he didn't go to them. He had heard them say it. Molech Rava. So Rava took the job, and he was Rosh Hashiva for Esim V'Tatan Shnin. For 22 years, Rava was Rosh Hashiva. Molech Rav Yosef Tatan Shnin Palga. Then after Rava passed away, he was Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years. And again, it wasn't what they said. They said 2 years, and he was 2.5. The Kol Hanach Shnin. The Molech Rava, all those years that Rava was Rosh Hashiva, I feel umnin labeis lekara. He never had to call a doctor to his house. Umnin means somebody to let blood. We said many times that was there before. He had perfect life those 22 years. Why? Because he was willing to wait. He had the patience. So from here we see that there's a chshivas to bekiyas. There's a chshivas to learning a lot of Gemara. It's properly going to finish the first Masechta Daf Yomi. The only thing is, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that maybe that was in those times when they didn't have Sforim. But now that we have Sforim, so if you have a Shaila, you can look it up, and maybe a Lamdan is greater. But many Poskim disagree with Rav Shlomo Kluger, and I saw from Chaim Kanievsky that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, they asked him, especially now, that not only do we have Sforim printed, we have in all these Sforim have indexes, and now we have CD and computer, so you could do a search. He says, still, the most biggest chshivas in Torah isn't just knowing a lot of Torah. V'om Rav Avin HaLevi, my diksiv of kapitel that we say every day, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer you when you are in Tzaras. Yisagev Hashem Elkei Yaakov. The God of Yaakov should save you. Ask the Gemara, okay, Yaakov, Elkei Avraham Yitzchak. Why do we mention only Yaakov, not Yavraham and Yitzchak? And says the Gemara, Mikan Lebala Kairo, that when you take a beam, Shichnes B'Ovi Shikar, you take the thickest part of the beam, the best part of the beam. Here too, Yaakov is the best. Why? Because he was the one that had to raise the Tefel Shvatim, so he had Tzar Gidl Bonim. V'amar Av Avna Levi, if somebody partakes of a suda with Talmid Chacham there, kilonelam is of a shechina. It's as if he's eating together with the shechina. Shneimar, the pasuk says when Yisroel came to the midbar, v'yava Aaron v'chazikna Yisroel lecha lecha mechaisem Moshe. They all came to eat bread with Moshe's father-in-law. Lifnei Elokim. So the question is, v'chil lifnei Elokim achlo? Did they eat it in front of God? V'le lifnei Moshe achlo? Moshe was the host. Ela loy melach. If you have hanor from Talmud Chacham, kill nenem of the Shechina. It's like you're having hanor from the Shechina. V'amar Rav Avin Halevi, hanifta mechavera, if somebody says goodbye to his friend, al yoyim alay lech bishalim, alech lishalim. Sher Yisrael sham lila Moshe, Yisrael told Moshe when he left his home to go back to Mitzrayim, lech lishalim. Allah v'tzliach, became Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because we know that as long as a person is alive, he could shalom means shleimus, completeness. As long as a person is alive, he could keep on growing. So that's why you tell him lech l'shalom, keep on growing. But if you say lech bishalom, the David shalom l'shalom, David told the son of shalom lech bishalom. He used the word bishalom. That means he already reached his potential. Halach v'nitla was hung. So the question is: so why did David say to his son? That Minashmayim, the Ben Yoyada says, Minashmayim, they put those words into his mouth. He didn't intend to say it. Minashmayim, they put those words into his mouth. Vamra Avon Alevi, Haniftim in a mess, when a person leaves the world, so once you leave this world, Mimesim Chavshi, once a person leaves the world, he can't learn Torah, do mitzvahs anymore. That's why Al Yomalei Eich Lishalim, you can't gain anymore. Alech Bisholim. Shnamar, as it says, V'ata Tov Al Vasecha, Bisholim. Amar Av Levi Bechiyah. Somebody leaves, what they used to have was, they used to daven the Beis HaKnesses and learn the Beis HaMedrash. So after davening in the morning, they used to go right to the Beis HaMedrash. Vaisik b'Torah, Zoych m'kav p'nei Shechina. Shnema, Yeich m'chayel chayel, if they go from one strength to another strength, from one madrega to another madrega, Yirah will come and see, and they will merit to see Hashem. So we learned at the beginning of the Masechta that let's say somebody started davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then the tzibur, he didn't catch up. So the halacha is that he still has the din like he's davening tefillah b'tzibur. So mefarshim say the same thing over here. Let's say somebody started learning davening tefillah b'tzibur, and then he continues learning. Besides the chshivas of that learning has the kant that has the din of tefillah b'tzibur. Amar Chibarash, Amar Rav, Tamid Chacham, even though we just said Tamid Chacham, when they come to the next world, have already come to Shleimus, Tamid Chacham, Eilam Nochel, Loi Boelam Hazav, Loi Boelam Hava. They don't have rest in the next world. Shneme Yelch, Mechayel, Chayel, they go from one strand to another strand, Yirel, Akim, Etzion. Because Mepharshim explained that Tamid Chacham, what do they do in Oilam Hava? All the Gemara that they learned in this world, all the Bekiyas that they amassed in this world, did they could learn Be'iyah. Amar Blaza, Amar Bchanina, Tamid Chacham Marim Shalom Ba'olam. Even though we learned before that Tamid Chachamim, you're supposed to learn together, and when you learn together, you can come into disagreement. At the end is Shalom. Shnam V'chol B'Nayich L'mudei Hashem. Rav Shalom B'Nayich. El Tikr B'Nayich El Boy Nayich. Don't call me sons, the builders. They are the ones that built the world. Shalom Rav La'Hev Sarasecha Ve'en Lam Misho. Yehi Shalom B'Chel Shavu Menasayich. We bring Shalom to the world. L'man Chayv Ra'ay Nevin Shalom Bach. L'man Beis Hashem Elokein Avak Shetoyvloch. Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain. Hashem Yivoreich Es Amav Shalom. Hanu Lach Alev Slik Lama Sefer Brok. Hanu Lach Alev Slik Lama Sefer Brok. Hanu Lach Alev Slik Lama Sefer Brok. Mazel Tov.